The two main issues for our reflection this morning are eternal life and the care for the poor. It's all related together. If you care for the poor, you try the best to be good to the people, to be mild, that's the way we are faithful to God. The consequence of that is eternal life. Eternal life in the style of Lazarus. Not eternal life in the style of the rich man in the gospel story today. Eternal and eternal life. I would like to suggest when you go to the Hudson River, the harbor, and you can see on each side there are a lot of sands. Now, each day a seagull, a bird, pick up just a grain of sand from one side of the river to put it to the other side. How long does it take? But it's not eternal, you know. Eternal is there's no end in time. The story of the gospel today is about the two men. One is rich, one is poor. The poor name has the name Lazarus. Amazing thing, the name Lazarus means God is my help. That's the meaning of that. So God was the help for Lazarus in the time of difficulties, in his time of living poverty. Two men lived together at the same time, in the same place. But the lifestyle is totally different. It was two extremes. One, God dressed very well, and he had party every day. The other one, not to live in the mansion of the rich man, but at the gate, at the entrance door, and wishing to have the scraps falling down from the table and eat it. And the poor thing, the poor man, sometimes we look at him and say, a poor thing, you know. But he had the sores on his legs and a kind of thing that the dog still care and come and lick the sores for him. Two men live together, but then both die. And you can see the difference. One, the poor man, Lazarus, he was carried by the angels. And he was said he could sit in the womb of Abraham in heaven. But the rich man, on the contrary, he left. He died alone. Angels were not there. Nobody was there. And he was sent to the place called the torment. It is only by that time, at that time, he looked at Abraham and he looked at Lazarus, asking Abraham, Father Abraham, to send Lazarus to get a little water in the finger and drop into his tongue, just to soothe his suffering. But Abraham said to him, no, between you and us, it's total separation. No way from our place to go to your place, and there's no way from your place to go to ours. That's the story of the gospel today. What I'd like to ask you to think about that is, the first point, the implication for us is about the four final things in our life. The four final things. First, the first final thing is death. Everybody has an ending. Death to face. Young or old, rich or poor, we have to die. After death, the second final thing, it's the judgment. Judgment about what? About our fidelity in regard to God. About our care, our love in regard to our neighbors. That's the second thing. The third thing is the result of the judgment. Either to be with God, we call to be heaven, or to be cut off from God, we call hell. So heaven and hell. So that are the four final things. We should always in our life to think about that. Death, judgment, then the consequence of judgment is either to go to heaven or to go to hell. We don't want to go there, to hell, otherwise we are not here. We all want to be with God. We all want to be happy. Now, the point I'd like to ask, the second one is, ask the question, why the rich man was condemned to be in the place they call the place of torment? Why? Was that because he was rich? It was not. Because he, in the time of the good Lord himself, he, our Lord Jesus, he had rich friends like Matthew or Zacchaeus or the woman who come after him and the apostle to support them with their riches. Like the wife of Jonah, the wife of the servant of King Herod. And they were the people who supported the good Lord, the rich people. The only thing is, St. Paul said it. It's not money. Money is a blessing. But the love of money is the root of all vices. That's what St. Paul said. Because the rich man, he was concerned about his own money, concerned about himself. And he did not think, he did not even look at the poor man at the gate of his house. He had committed the sin we call the sin of omission. That every morning at Mass, we come here to church and we ask the good Lord for forgiveness. The sin we sin in thoughts, in words, in actions, and in what we fail to do. So the sin of the rich man is the sin of he failed to do the good things to care for the poor. Talking about the sin of omission, one time that a priest come to the class of catechism and asked the children, what is the sin, a sin of omission? And nobody could answer. But then, after a moment, a boy raised a hand and said, the sins of omission are the sins we ought to have committed, but we haven't. No, it is not that way. The omission is the sin that what we are supposed to do, but we fail to do. That's it. That's the sin of omission. You know, that's, the man, really, the rich man in the gospel, he did what one time I saw a priest in Poughkeepsie. He had a big statue of three monkeys. One monkey with two hands covering the ears. Another monkey with two hands covering the mouth. Another monkey covering the eyes. And then that priest asked me, do you know what does that mean, Peter? I say, I know what it is. It's a hearing no evil, saying no evil, and seeing no evil. But the rich man in the gospel today is seeing no suffering, hearing no suffering, saying no suffering of the rich man, of the poor man there. He did not see it. He had no heart. That's what we say. No heart. When somebody is good, we say that man or that lady, that woman has a good heart, a big heart. But this man, the rich man, had no heart. He had the stone heart. Or another way, he was insensitive. Insensitive to the suffering of the neighbor. That's the point. The sin of being insensitive before the pains and the aches of our neighbor. He did not share. He doesn't care. And I'm sorry to say the word, he doesn't give a damn to the poor man. That's it. He doesn't want to do it. So the gospel, again, not only for us to think about the four final things, but to prepare ourselves. How to be good, how to be faithful to God, and how to be good to our neighbors. How to be caring for one another. To share our blessing with each other. Again, in the class of catechism, the teacher asked the children, why? Do you know why God gave us two hands? They kept quiet too. So the teacher had to explain to them. God gave us two hands. It's with one hand we receive His blessing. Then with another hand, we give, we share to the others our blessings. That's the idea there. And talking about sharing, there's a story about the two brother and sister. They play together in the winter time in the snow with a sled. You know what it is. But then they were having time and laughing, but then suddenly the girl cried. The mother had to come and intervene. She found out the reason why the girl cried, so she said to her son, "Wally, you must learn to share. You must allow your sister to use the sled half the time." And the boy said, "I do, mother, I care. I use the sled going down the hill, and she have it going up." Well, it's not a way to share that way. Well, to share is, according to what St. Paul said, to suffer with those who suffer. That's it. To suffer, to have a sensitive heart. So listen to the word of God today. We all know about that. It all summarized in that. To love God, to be faithful to God. And this love of God is expressed by our love to each other, especially to those who are in need. So that's why in the church, I see over there, we have the work of St. Vincent de Paul, the shed for you to give away what you do not need. You leave it there, your clothes or your shoes. And once a month over here, as soon as I saw that at St. Francis, people gave a lot of food. That's for the poor. That's sharing. So let us think about that. The four final things and how to be always prepare ourselves for eternity. And this kind of eternity, for us, it is to say eternal life, to be with God in heaven. But how to get it? How to get there? Usually to get into a country, we need a passport. I go to Vietnam, I need the extra passport, I need the visa. So what is the extra, well, the visa and the passport for us in our spiritual life? The Bible said it. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. Your kindness, your goodness, your share, your care for the poor, your fidelity in regard to God. That's our passport. That's our visa to go to heaven.